the Seder will use it. And now it, each of the Surim of Avelos has a pretty much a simon for itself in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. We'll do the simon, and then we will serve also as a review, put together among the Achonim, what is Minig Yisrael Bezman Hazeh? It differs from the Shulchan Aruch. Some flexibility came in that we never had before, and conditions have changed. Let me give you a shayla, halacha lemaisa, isa melacha. That's what we're up to. All will also be melacha. Start with Shin Pei. Whatever happened with that reprint of the Shulchan Aruch?
Did
we get back to you, honey?
Waiting to hear back.
Huh?
Waiting to hear back from you.
Oh, but everyone has a text, so. It's a question of democratic rule at Yeshiva. Yeah. You're entitled to the same courtesies, and I know most of you would rather leave your set of your Shulchan Aruch home if it's yours, and use the one that they prepared. Give you Shaila, what's happened in our world? I have a fellow in Muncie who runs a silver shop. But he also runs a silver shop in Yerushalayim. A nephew runs a shop there. They are full partners in both stores. In other words, they share the profits. Purchasing is done by both. One that's a soil seems to have a greater responsibility because it's closer to the source of supply. Silver is in Tashmishi Kedusha, manufactured largely in Eretz Yisrael, but not in America. Okay. One Eretz Yisrael became an oval. Does he have to close the business? Simple shayla. In a world of where distances have shrunk dramatically due to electronic communication, air travel, etc., surely if they both had been in Muncie and there were two stores, it would be a different shayla. Two stores which bore both their names. That we'll have Shulchan Aruch will discuss Halacha of Shutfin. The people of Israel, or the people of Muncie, the people, have the slightest idea what happened, the tragedy in the family 5,000 miles away. Is that a factor? Is part of closing the store part of Niyug Avelos L'Chvod HaMes? If it's Niyug Avelos L'Chvod HaMes, nobody knows anything about it and doesn't say anything. That look how disrespectful he is. Relative died and he's opened stores if nothing happened. Kind of the show must go on psychology. Okay? So obviously, we have to be able to adjust the halacha or rather so understand the halacha as to be able to find answers to such questions too. Now, I mentioned to you in the very beginning, I think, of this, the set, basically the sefer, the first volume of Gesher HaChayim. Okay, that is really a standard text with one little problem. It's heavily slanted to Minhagei Eretz Yisrael, which may not be completely valid by us in Chutz La'aretz. Doesn't say that our tradition, which is basically East European tradition, our Kabbalists basically are East European, whether they are identical with that which was Minhagei Eretz Yisrael. Minhagei Eretz Yisrael, remember, had a strong influence from the Talmidei Agor and so on. Nevertheless, Talmidei Agor didn't have that influence when they were in East Europe. Okay. Eilu dvorim sha'ovel oso behem melocha, rechitza, sicha, nirsa santo, tachramita. To which is added also likos batora, meaning lilmo Torah, we also b'sheila sholom, and then Kvisa, laundry, chayev, these two which we don't have is manazeh. Atipas arosh and kfir semita. That applies kol shiva. In addition, also laniach tefillin biyom harishon. In addition, there's gzeiras lamed that comes in, and that is also the gihutz, tasporas, the simcha, the ichui kera kol lamed yom. Okay, shin pei. Okay, what's ichui kera? Okay, that's because we didn't start with kriya. Okay, when there's a kriya of kriya. All right, it so happens that you got the other got caught wearing a suit that he just bought in Italy for $1,200. Okay, but he was there when a relative, when his father died, he had to take kriya. He talked kriya. Now he goes back to the tailor, and the tailor says, "I can fix it. It costs $100 or so. No problem. I haven't seen it for many years, but on the Lower East Side, there were stores scattered throughout the East Side in Yiddish. Da tut men stoppen und weben. Stoppen meant a very, very skillful sewing up of a tear, but it's noticeable. Webbing is sewing it up, but not noticeable. What is webbing? They actually pull the fibers from the cloth and reweave it and make a whole cloth out of it. That skill exists. I haven't seen it. I would want to have to do it. Now I wouldn't know where to go.
There are places that still do it.
That's right, yeah, I'm sure it's okay. So what does it say? For after tearing kriya, at what point are you allowed to reconnect it, undo the kriya? That's ichui kera. Okay. Ichui kera. There are two ways to do it. I can go ahead, I tore a jacket, I'm not going to wear the jacket to a chasana, I will stitch it up. The fact that it's noticeable that it was a tear makes no difference. I'm going to wear the jacket going up on a hike. That's one kind of sewing up. That's called lasso sulamos, to make ladders. What does that mean? The stitches are made. How can you make a ladder? Clearly visible, etc. That's one kind. That may be muto after shloshim. For avayim, never muto to do the fancy stuff, to undo the keralet kente. Was intermediary, gotta figure out what that is. Not solomos, a little bit better than solomos. Solomos really means like a basting stitch. It just holds things together. Yeah. That's it. Right. The whole Divra Velas, the Hegis, Norgim Bimbion, Bimbalila. Okay. Here too. Got to add something. What it says seems to be innocuous, unnecessary. Yeah, you have available for 7 days. I means day and night, obviously. Doesn't mean at nighttime you can listen to music, in the daytime not. Nighttime you go to Hasidus, not by daytime, obviously.
But day
and night is significant. Okay? Let me... If you remember, I handed out to you, getting from the first soil. Okay, this Kupas Avoka, the quick summary on Avelus. There we spoke about, and we'll come to it soon, of Niyug of Avelus of Gimul Yomi, that the first 3 days are the special days for Avelus. The Gabi Isa Malocha specifically. Okay. What's important is, how do you count Gimel Yomim? A baby is born Sunday at 6 o'clock. Shkia is 6:02. Make it easier, you shouldn't trust the clock. Shkia is 6:10. When's the bris? 8 days later. What's the first day of his birth? Sunday. What's that in? We treat it like mixas hayom kikulu. Would that apply over here by Avelus too? That's the question that we're leading to. Gimel Yomim, you'll see, is very severe. Well, Gimel Yomim, the fellow was buried an hour before Shkia. The Gabe counting Shiva, that's day number one. How about Isur Melocha, which is for the 3 days? Will that count as day number one for Isur Melocha, and then he has only 2 days? Big enough Gemini is, right? If they buried the mess late on Friday. If you need me ace the ace, okay, it's one thing. If you count Friday as day number one, and Shabbos is day number two, and Sunday is day number three, it's not such a big loss of business. Not in a business world where Shabbos and Sunday are not really big business days. Okay? These are all halacha l'maaseh shayches. Melocha ketzad. Kol gimel yama harishonim. Also be melocha absolute, severe restriction on work the first 3 days. Apilo oni hamispanis menat soka. Even if, what does it mean? He's poverty stricken. If he doesn't work, he doesn't eat. He'll have to ask the gabbai to give him a little bit more money. He earns a little bit, but he gets money from the gabbai shel tzoka. He'll be dependent on asking for more money from the gabbai shel tzoka. Mikan ve'elech, after the first 3 days, imu oni ve'en lo mayochal,
Well, he can also go for Zucker. He can go to Gavish and Zucker. No. Osa Bitsina Beso Beso. If it's the kind of work that he can do without a public display that he's not knowing Gavelus, that he's back at work, then he can do it. But it has to be Bitsina Beso Beso. Therefore, Isha Tovea Bepelach Beso Beso. A woman can do her spinning, whatever women's work is, but it's at home. Avol, Amu Chachomim, Tovo Ma'oro L'Shcheino She'Srichu L'Kach. What's that? It's a curse on the neighbors. Here's an unnamed Spanish Metzoka has to break his Avelos in order to eat, and they didn't worry about it. They didn't take care of it. This is the justification for what developed a minhag strongly held in all communities where, strong Jewish community, where during Shiva, food is supplied to the family. I don't think there's ever been an avelus in our community without by getting a shaila at the end of Shiva. Are you allowed to take the food from the Oval's house? Because so much food built up, people sending in food, that people had a kind of superstition about it. It's avelus food, so you wouldn't take it. I had to try to explain to people, no, there's nothing in their food that carries it avelus. It's a courtesy. Now the choice is that they now have 14 platters of lox and bagel that were sent in, right, with the egg salad and tuna fish and community soil, right? Can others take it home? Of course, during Shiva also. You don't have to wait till after Shiva to take it home. The children, neighbors, the choice is throw it out, the sugar. That's also, it's easy about touchless. But you ask around, you'll see, you're not going to have many people take it. It came to the house of an oval. Superstition is alive and well, not only in Haiti, but even amongst it. Coming in on the radio, I listening for my Waterloo George Washington Bridge, and sure enough, George Washington Bridge, they said that was the lower level was slow. I should go to the upper level. I went to the upper level. It was slow, but Baruch Hashem, a lot of little extra time, I get caught anyway. Today I'm able to get in a few minutes earlier. There, at least to say some insensitive fellow on the radio says business of these missionary walking off with 20 children, most of whom seem to be, were not orphans, they had parents. But the parents seems concurrent they should take them away. So he had the chutzpah nowadays, this time of tragedy for them, to talk about how basically in Haiti parents neglect their children. This care that parents give over children, which we're accustomed to, it doesn't exist there. And he throws it in because everything is controlled by their voodoo beliefs. I'm not aware how omnipresent voodoo is in their daily lives. I'm aware we have a very large Haiti community in Muncie. In fact, one of the, I mean, the mayor of Muncie is a Haitian now. Not aware that they have church services. It's just that it's really a community that we is isolated from us. But the superstitions and so on. What do you say? The earthquake says they're not perturbed. They're not so perturbed about the earthquake like we are. Why? Because in 1800 and something, they signed the pact with the devil, and they shepherded a pig. So that's what that explains everything, or something. Shiloh, son of Gogoya, Matzos. This is a big shvach to Am Yisrael that we boast. We never got caught with that kind of film, that kind of nonsense. Okay, so you want to ask somebody else?
Yeah, Rebbe, two questions. With regards to the malacha, this is all types of malacha or just business?
The malacha business become.
I know it's about.
Malacha, we're developing now.
So before malacha.
What are the areas of malacha? So there are two areas of malacha. One is physical malacha, meaning I'm a carpenter, I'm a plumber, and one of them a businessman.
Right,
that's all included.
So fine. So I won't ask that yet. So, but before that, you said you were, we were going to say why the day and night is a significant distinction.
Sorry.
It said we said v'choldi ravelus nagin bein bayom bein balayla. Right. Why would we have assumed that it would only be during the day?
That's the point. I said that when I read it, I said clearly, I said, I don't understand what he's adding here. Double portion. I said, you heard me say, doesn't mean you go to movies at night, you can't go to chassas at night, etc. I don't want to admit. So therefore, I added to it, but day and night is significant when dealing with the din of mixas hayom kikulu.
Oh, fine. You're right. Correct. Okay.
Okay. Now remember, we learned the Gemara, Oval also Basias Malacha. We learned it yesterday in the text. Tichsiv, Vofachti Chagechem Lo Oval, Ma Chag also Bimalacha, Av Oval also Bimalacha. So we now set there as the halachic standard what's called Malacha. Malacha is called that malacha that's also to do on Chol HaMoed. Okay. Therefore, kishem shu also basias malacha, kachu also lisa v'litim b'scholo, v'leilech b'medina medina b'scholo. Malacha doesn't mean just malacha. Not malacha in the Shabbos Yom Tov sense of malacha. Lametes malachos. Business is not also on Shabbos. Business is not also on Yom Tov. Business is only also gzeiro shem yichtov. It's all the Rabbana. Hard to imagine. Like the Ramban in, remember I've said this, I will occasionally say this many times. If you don't get into anything with Hilchos Shabbos, you have to realize the Ramban in his famous Drush Rosh Hashanah, which is published in the Kisrei Ramban, poses the question, describe for me a Shabbos Doraisa. Before Rabbanan showed up, there was Shabbos. What did a person do on Shabbos before the Rabbanon messed him up? He says, Rochev al suso, Poseach chanuso, V'akom yoshe b'tzido b'kosev, Zui Shabbos amura v'tova. Riding a horse, Zeir shebeyachtor zmora. I may pull up a twig to hit the horse, right? Open up a store, Zeira Sheba Yichtov. Tell a goy to write, only a Amir Al-Akum is a Rabbonin.
So, I mean, I told her God was perfectly happy to give us a Shabbos where you run business. Just have to have a goy. That's the. They asked a Hungarian merchant, why don't you move to Eretz Yisrael? Right? He says, because it'll upset the whole demography of Eretz Yisrael. He says, if I go, I got to take along my four goyim with me. He says, that'll mess things up. We goyim, we always have goyish workers. So Shabbos is normal, a norm. There was a Ramban answer to that. Boys, how come you don't know that? This is our base. It says there's no Isu love, but Isu Shabboson. Shabbos Shabboson, yeah? Isu Daraisa, but Isu Rasei. There's no Malkus. But no less Isur D'oraisa, right? To do that which is not Shabbosdik. I remember as a little boy asking my grandfather, can I play chess on Shabbos? At that time there was on the Lower East Side another Godel, Rav Chaim Zimmerman. Rav Chaim Zimmerman, who then became Rosh Yeshiva in Chicago. In Skokie, and almost was over here. He lectured here a few times. Louis, a guy, he spent Shabbos challenging everybody in chess. Everybody knew Shabbos afternoon, you go up to Reb Chaim's house, you watch him beat everybody, five boards against him. So I asked my Zayde, can I play chess on Shabbos? Chess on Shabbos? Did that Shabbos thing? Didn't look up a Shulchan Aruch. That's what you spend on Shabbos. You spend the Shabbos playing chess. It's not Shabbos thing. That's the concept of Shabbos. Shabbos has to be a unique day that you do things that are Shabbos thing. Now goes with Yom Tov. You said yesterday we learned that the basis for the Isur Melocha by an Ovel, V'afachti Chageichem LaOvel. So we compare it to Chag. It's also on Yom Tov, meaning on Chol HaMoed, is also on Ovel. Yeah, again, what's trouble you?
Just a side point. So, Rebbe, what's Shabbos stick?
Whatever my grandfather says. That's the thing. Because where he comes from and what he is, that's what I meant by culture. We have no culture anymore. Because you didn't have a grandfather coming from Europe. So culture died. I said many, many times, Hitler didn't kill the Jews, he destroyed our culture. By not letting Zaydis transmit the culture. Now comes the problem. Davar HaOvad is mutar on Chol HaMoed. What's Davar HaOvad? A few examples. There's called Black Monday or Black Friday? Was it
Friday?
Yeah, Black Friday. What's that mean? What does it mean?
It's
the day where what?
Stock market crash.
No. Masses of people come, right?
No, it's
big business day, right?
It means that they switch from being in the red to being in the black,
right?
Because right day after Thanksgiving,
so happens. I had to close my store that day. That's called the home. Right? Next.
So,
there's a... make it more simple. Assuming they're telling the truth, there's a 3-day sale. Buy one suit, get another one free.
I hear another radio. That's like my window to the outside world is that radio coming in. 3 days up, you can lose a suit. It's a, assuming it's an on sale, which never it is, but that's what we do. Usually, at least double the price of the first suit, so that it ends up okay by the. It's double open. Okay? Double open is mutable chalabole. Here? You see? The Chonim argue. Not, I'll agree with Mechaba here. So, in order we'll get to it. Double Halbert. Atilo double Halbert, also of Lassus, Bain, who Bain Avachur. What the Mechaba allows? Also, lasses malach to aleichirim. I can't have. I have workers, as we'll see. Elam gain who dover over, she dover over mutel over las aleichirim. Afilu dover also b'moed b'shem tircha, mutel afilu hu masi amen. We'll pick up the shabbat. There are things that are also not because they are malocha, because they are tircha. On Chalamoid, I decide to clean out my basement. I haven't done that in 55 years. What's the issue to clean out your basement on Shabbos? What do you mean clean out the basement? I move the stuff from the basement up to the garage. And on Monday, I'm going to put out the garbage outside. No Issa Malocha. Nothing wrong with slapping barrels from the basement up to the garage. In the Shusha Yochid, and no Gautor. What in? That's Tircha, you say that it's also on Shabbos, also on Yom Tov, right? That, he says, if it's a Dover Ha'ovud, right? We allow it on the Echidim. And even a dover that's also b'moei, because of tircha, will be muter afilu ma'isa uma. Even if it involves craftsmanship, skill, which makes it closer to melacha. Yesh omrim, that's the mechaba. Comes the more and records our minut. Yesh omrim im lo yucha lasa le'echerim. Who dover ovid? We said before that also lasos afilo dover ovid. Ovid can't do even dover ovid. That's the mechaba. The more says, if indeed it's something which others can't do for it. Right? Vehu dover ovid. Mutter lasso se obel beatzno. Uleyachar shloshe yom ha-rishonim yeitz lahokel. Which is what the Tepasas I gave you, what the Tepasas said. Vafilu tol gimu. Who has it? Meruba. Okay. Now we're in real trouble. In here, you're going to get value from this learning. You've got to visualize cases. I have a factory that employs 300 people. Okay. Well, I'm going to close my factory for 3 days, minimum, right? Talking with the owner that we can't do anything. I'm going to deduct their salary 3 days' worth. Obviously not. I'm to get to give them their salary for 3 days. I got to give salary to 300 people for 3 days and get nothing in return. Is that Hepsi Mahubah or not? Of course. A payroll is always Hepsi Mahubah. No one mentioned that. The payers, but in the Geshur HaHayim, he mentioned that. It's in the same as Shach, we'll pick it up soon. Here's where you have to sit and have enough understanding of the marketplace to be able to tell a noble who's asking, he wants to do what's right. And he's prepared to do whatever, especially with one son, Allah Be'im, with his cover and so on. Yeah, it has to be, it has to be. Doesn't have to be that way.
Double portion, that a business where you have to pay salaries and not receive anything in return, so it's pure loss, that's clearly Hepsi Mahubah.
So, it's still preferable for it to be done al yedei acherim, right? Even if it is hefsed merubah.
Yeah, of course.
So, if he's a factory owner, he could have his workers work.
Is it possible? Is it shayet al yedei acherim? An example I just gave you. What's called al yedei acherim? Someone else will give him the order. I'm like, see, al yedei acherim has to be there. Something somehow divorces him from. He's not that much involved to begin with. He made the investment, he runs the business, and he makes the major decisions. The business is run by a foreman, doing well. His workers have been with him for 30 years. I mean, he doesn't have to show up. Now, Pakpati Shalom. Okay, again, think in examples. I'll give you all from personal cases, personal childhoods. A fellow is a computer consultant. I don't know what that means. But people make a living doing just that. They don't have a physical object to sell. Yeah. But it's a real business. People call them and they come in and they set up websites, whatever they do. Who knows? His whole business depends upon someone calling him, and he responds to their needs. Okay. Now for 7 days, he's out of business. What is that fellow who needs a computer man to come in? What's he going to do? Wait 7 days for him? To call somebody else? Call somebody else? I thought, also a nice fellow. Also a congenial fellow. Also knowledgeable. Maybe a little bit better than he is. He just lost a customer. That's what we worry about. Look at this. Pagbatya Shalom. He's talking here about selling onions, berries. B'dovo ha'ovod. What does it mean? Shem lo yimcho yafsid mi'akeren. So look at the shach. let's finish up then. Look, man. Finish up on the next one, man. That if he will not sell, this I'm sorry, I jumped ahead. I gave you the wrong case. The case I gave you is for Zion. Okay. Here is, I'm in business, right? And I sell. Use the word kosher milk. Guaranteed, not from camels. My problem is, I took a delivery of milk from the farm. That's how it goes. The fellow who sells Chol of Yisrael doesn't have a farm. He goes to a farmer, right? Mashgiach there, and they milk the cows. He buys the milk from them. My brother Rav Yosef, who's in Lyle and Yisrael in Baltimore, is pride of the farm, the most popular Chol of Yisrael. Doesn't come to New York. It's Baltimore, Philadelphia, Lakewood. That's it. So I think I mentioned it was the very best ice cream that is in America is Pride of the Farm, because they're not that's not the main interest, but they buy the milk. They don't buy the skim milk. They buy milk from the farmer. When they sell skim milk or reduced fat milk, what do you do with the sweet cream? So they got a company that makes it, takes the sweet cream and makes ice cream out of it. So it's the only ice cream in America that has no other ingredient, just the fat of milk, sweet cream. The calories are about 20% higher than regular ice cream. But you can taste the difference. If I don't sell my milk, the milk can turn sour. I will lose the milk. Not I won't make the profit from selling the milk. Then that's real called double of it. Then nimcheres aleacherim. Then you can have others go ahead and deal with the people who buy your milk. But you can't be involved in the sale. Avolim lo yafsid me akeren. Ella what? Shem yimcheren o ata yarvir bo yoser me shem yichre achakach. It's not milk. I'm selling potatoes. And now is the market day. And now I can get a better price for what I'm selling. Then also, the fact that you have to lose from your profit, that's not called davar ovid. Davar ovid means you have to lose from your capital, not from the profit. Umikol mokom, im shayoros osfinos bo, oshem vakshim lotzeis umochem bezol, but if it's a sale day, o lokhem v'yoker, or people, now is the time when people are willing to pay more money for something, then muto limcho v'liknos ayacherim afer shol etzor tashvisho, ela laso schora lishtacher. I mean, you know, because I have to do it, I can just as well, without any loss, wait for next week. But I will lose the advantage of the increment in price. That's also called double of it. But not biasmo, that's how they are. Now, Zion is, put in my example, the computer man. I'm a banker. I make money because people come and borrow money from me and I charge them interest. Right? So I can't charge interest to my Jews, I charge interest to the goyim only. Lahalvos to those customers who know he's the banker, he's the one that extends their credit, extends a line of credit to them, then mutar lahalvos lahem al de'acherim. He can continue his brokerage business or whatever it's called. Yishuv dahava davar ovid. Why is it davar ovid? He's just not making profit. He's not losing anything. So look at here, look at the shach. Shaches, shouldn't have a double oven. Shim lo yilve lahem, yelcholachekam yuvulahem, yagin lawes from ikip saver. They'll lose customers. He's not offering any service that anyone else can't offer. Not his skill, but what he's doing, he's a better craftsman. He's a banker. The interest rates are posted. Right? And if this fellow comes to you, he needs money now, he's not going to wait for you 7 days to get money, he'll go someplace else. There's too much danger that somebody else will then take this customer away from you. That's called also a double harvard. Ches is the double poshut. This is called double harvard, and certainly ches is double harvard. He must exuse the inchi. If someone owes him money, and now that the lover, the one that owes the money, is available, he came into town. And if he doesn't approach him now, after Shiva, he won't be available. He can send a collector to him to collect the money. Can't go himself, but he can send someone to collect the money. Tess. Notice how the detail that the Machab puts together on these halachos. This is because this is, the daily life of a community involves one of the sort of avelus, and there's no allowance in the normal functioning of the community for avelus. It doesn't say that when someone's an oval in the community, everything stops, everything's put on hold. In Yeshu Din Alodam, Eino Tobeya Kol Zayin. If he wants to call someone to a Din Tova, can't do it during Shiva. Even if the Bezim come to his house, Vim Hu Dover Ovid, meaning, why is Dover Ovid? Kyan Shabike Shreelam Dinus Hayom, the fellow who he has, the litigant, the one who he has signed against, is going to leave abroad, you never catch him. Oh, she'edav cholim, or he's afraid that the witnesses won't be available. Cholim loved after, or the edim are going to dinas hayom. So those that need to bear witness to defend his position before the din Torah. Ose mulsha v'danimo. He makes a mulsha. Okay, quickly, define that for me. This is where you come to get a general education. These things you have to know, boys. There's a shliach and there's a mosha. Shluchas or other kamosa. Look at shliach. I have a din tova against somebody on the other soil. I can't go. I said someone, why shliach? The fellow has so got to be crazy to agree to go to the Torah with your shliach. Why? Because if he loses the Torah, I can say
The tkuni shadaticha cholol avosi. I made your shear to win, not to lose. So the other baldava got me mishugi. Right. Heads I win, tails you lose. So what do you do? I gotta write a shtar hachshor, not a shtar shlichus. I have to write a shtar shlichus to make a man a shliach. The other one won't believe he's a shliach. I show up with a shtar shlichus to aid him sign. Right. But if you want to go to a din tova, the guy's crazy to go with a shliach. No. If you love it, he presents a shtar hachshor, and I am a mukshor, he claims. Then he can say, I won't sit with you, I won't leave the Torah with you, then he has to go with him. What does a Moksha do? Why is a Moksha different than a Shliach? I claim that you owe me $1,000 when I go to the Torah. You don't want to pay me, you say, I don't owe you, that's what the Torah. So what do? I go ahead and make him my Moksha. I write a mishtar that says the $1,000 in dispute is your money. So you go to the Torah as a baldovo, not as a shvira. You with me? That's how sure. Pesach is coming up, and you go sell your chometz to the rabbi. Sell your chometz to the rabbi. That's assuming the rabbi is a reform rabbi. So he buys the chometz. Send the chometz to the rabbi. But you're making the rabbi a shliach on your chometz. Okay. Now I go to my goy, Erev Yom Tov, and I make a deal with him to sell him the chometz. Okay. You don't like the deal I made? I made a legal deal with this guy. You have to make a legal deal. Also, the whole thing is legal fiction. To make it legal, I said everything legal. Unfortunately, most people don't realize that it is legal. They treat it like legal fiction. It's a part of the ritual of Pesach. Ritual Pesach, that Chomesh of a Pesach, is also by law. Therefore, the star that you sign when you sell your chometz to the Rav, you don't sell your chometz to the Rav. You allow the Rav to sell your chometz is a shtar hachshor, not a shtar shlichus. That you cannot mix in anymore. Whether you like the deal I make with my goy or not, that's none of your business. It's my chometz now. And the good old days, like we do with Muncie, I'll give up what I've given it to previously. Smart, shtar hachshor.
He told me that Ovel is I only know the Isur Malocha Ovel because of the posuk by Bafachte Eschagechem LaOvel LaEvel. So therefore, the standard is Yom Tov. What's Mutar on Chol HaMoed should be Mutar on Ovel. No, not true. Kol Hadvarim Shetir B'Moed Mishum Tzorech HaMoed. There's a special Heter al Chol HaMoed, things you need for the Yom Tov. By Avelus, there's no such heter. Things you need for the week of Shiva is not a matir. Kulam asurim ovel afiro de'acherim. Al Chol HaMoed, we asad molocha that's not necessary for Moed. But things that are necessary for Moed, a chair broke. I got to go ahead and fix the leg of the chair. Al Chol HaMoed, I can do it. I need the chair for Yom Tov. Assuming you need the chair for your a novel candle.
So like cooking or preparing food?
Well, there's there's no, there's really no, we'll come to it in a minute there, but there is no real iso for a ovel to make himself a cup of coffee. It's not melocha of Shabbos. Right. It's one lamed of melocha, it's also melocha. It's still measured by moi. What's called melocha? Alocha levaisa, right? To go ahead and get involved in making a fancy meal. That not. But it's clear that that which is tzorach hayom, tzorach hachayim, we'll come to it in a minute. Ovel shesodeu biyarachirim barisus, ove chachirus, ove kablonus. Okay. Familiar with those terms? I have a sharecropper on my farm. The farm is mine. I don't farm it myself. I took an oris, and the oris gives me lemachzor, leshlisher, leviyah. Depending on the terms of the deal, half the produce, a quarter, a third of the produce. Obe chachirus, obe kavlonus, chachirus would be our rental. A rental. Obe kavlonus. Kavlonus is where he does the work, right, and gives me a portion of the produce as payment, not a percentage of the field. I rent you the field, you owe me 100 bushels of the end. That's a kavlon. He took over the field, he's paying in the produce of the field. The chilek will be, mesame, if the field doesn't produce anything, the kavlon will be potul. A chocher, a rental, will be chayiv. Hareilu obdin kedarkon b'mei ovel so balasode. Now, they are working for the balasode. Why is it different than his business, than his grocery store? It's his field. I got workers working my field. I get a profit from it, whatever, however the profit comes. Is that also? He says, no. Atilu nishram zmanach achiros. Even though they are not contractually committed, so that you say, well, of course the ovel can't back out on the contract. He had a contract with this guy. Well, I'm an ovel, now you get off my field. No, even if it's after the contract is over and they just remain there doing the work, and they'll get the same percentage. So you would think under those conditions he should tell them, no, stop. I'm not contractually committed to you. No, not so. Right? Why so? Look, people, come on, get a husband. He's not arbitrary. He says, so. What's the swallow? We're not associated in the minds of the public. No one looks upon it that the owner is working the field. On the contrary, it's looked upon as a arm's length transaction. Arm's length transaction is muta. People, are you with us? Here is just to have a clear understanding what Chazal ordained. Now, what if the oval is the sharecropper? Im oval hu oles besodeh shel acherim. The owner of the field is not going to stand for the ovis not working for a week. Maybe the week when you're supposed to seed the field or harvest the field, doesn't it? Therefore, lo yavor hu ba'atzmo, aval de'echeder mutar, he can hire someone else to do the work. Why? So the shach throws in a little hezbo. Look at Gimel. She'ein ze nikra melechas ha'ovel. No one looks upon this thing that it's the work of the ovel. Ela what? Melechas bal hasode. Why? The oval's not working. He's home sitting shiva. And what? And a stranger came in to do the work for the oval, for the oval's contractual obligation. But in the minds of the people, the oval is not there. Oval is not involved. All they know is it's a field belonging to Ruvain, right? And some fella by the name of Levi is doing the work. He's doing the work for Shimon, who's the Oris, and he's in Nevelus now. That doesn't register that way in the minds of the people. In the minds of the people, it registers it's Reuben's field, and Levi is doing the work for the field. Now, again, I use the term because there was a contractual relationship here. Look at Yud Beis. I'm sorry. Yud Gimel. Im yesh chiryom she'obed sod zeh ha'ovel. Now, the oval has a field, and the oval is sitting shiva, and he has a day laborer. He pays him by the day, not a contract, a seasonal contract. Even if it's be'ir acheres, lo yaseh. Okay. Start off today by giving you a shaila I have from a fellow in Muncie who has a store in Eretz Yisrael in partnership with somebody else. Here you have what? A field of an oval. Someone else is working the field. But the person working the field does so on a day-to-day basis, as a day laborer, right? And then it's also for that laborer, to allow that laborer to come and work during Shiva. Which means, my worker. Now, I have a store in Eretz Yisrael, and I go there several months a year, but the store is run by the foreman, run by the fellow, right? If I have a contractual relationship with him, that's one thing. If I pay him on a day-to-day basis, then it's also for him to do the work. How about Rebbe Ovid comes in also to modify our discussion? Don't forget that part of the discussion. Rebbe Ovid is a factor here too. We'll come to it again.
Rebbe, not about business, but going back a little bit, what about like a housekeeper doing malacha to clean the shiva house?
Little patience. he did a good job here at Bechabo. In Yesh Ovil Chamor Osfina, Mukhrach or Muskhar Bialacher. Okay, English translation. My name is Avis. Your name is Hertz. But my name is Avis, and, because I try harder. Right? And I get my cars rented out. יש אובל חמור אוספינה מוכרח המוסר בי הלכם. הרי זה, and I charge by the day. הרי זה לא יעשה בימי עברו של בר החמור. I got to give the car back to Avis. I cannot use it because Avis is sitting shiva. לא יעשה בימי עברו של בר החמור והספינה. אם לא, Shesocho kodem shehisru avelus v'adayin lo kol hazman. Unless he has a contractual relationship that began before. I hired the car, I took the car for a month, I took the car for a week, not I took the car for a day. If I take the car on a daily basis, right, then I can't use the car when Mr. Avis is an ovul. Only if a dialogue kol hazman, avim kol hazman, meaning the time of the contract was over, then also then you can't let him use the car, he has to give it back, because that's called doing business during avelus. Tezvov, im hoya hachamor basmina, v'yad acherim lemaksa l'shishu l'viya. If I rented you the car, in this case, but it's sick to a boat, I rented you you rented the boat from me, and you're going to do business, Medina Sayom, whatever it is, and we're going to split the profits, Maksa Shesha Raviya, right? 50%, 33%, 45%, Yesh Matira V'yesh Osra. Why? Because here you have the component of the stranger who rented the car, in this case rented the boat, who leased the boat, right, to do business. So it's his business as much as your business. Therefore, the view of the public, how come this guy is doing business while this fellow's a noble? The answer is he's a noble, but he's not. He's doing his own business. That's the svara of the matirim. The yeshosrin, no, it's not so. And see, it's the case of classic case of shutras, right? Where the shutras has to leave the store, has to close the store down nevertheless. See you in a minute. Im hoysa melecha zacherem biyodo atilu b'dobo tolosh, meaning not mechubel, not dealing with real estate, with agriculture, but dobo tolosh, and larog, like to weave a garment, bein b'kablonas, bein shalo b'kablonas, lo yaseh. Regardless of what the deal is, the deal could be I hired you to do this work, and I'll pay you how much time you need to do it. The way you do when you're given a car for repairs, he can't tell you, just give you a fixed price. He says, I think it'll take so many hours of labor. Right? Well, it could be your car, so it'll take a little bit more time, a little less time. So you're paying by the hour. That's called to do it. Bischirus. Bikablonus is a flat fee. So regardless, I hired you to weave me a carpet, and I'll give you so much and so much. My material, right? Your price is $100. Or your price could be, right, $2 an hour, like they pay in Afghanistan and Iraq. Sorry, $2 a day. Right. That's still considered to be the work of the Ovel. That's also to do. He would double hold. How are we going to find that more? I told you, Dover Ovid always has to be kept in consideration. If somehow it's a Dover Ovid, right? Yasa de Acherim. Why Dover Ovid? If he doesn't get this work done, he doesn't do the work, the time that he could sell it will disappear. You have to wait another few months or whatever. However, it'll come out to a double over. And last halacha in the Megama. Muto lekabel melocha b'meyevlo lasos achakach. You can take orders. You're a carpenter. B'meyevlo, you're allowed to accept an order to be done, to be started after the avodas is over. Ubavad shel yishko v'yimdog der osa b'shar pomim. But on consideration that he doesn't do the price calculations. In other words, he accepts the work to make a cabinet. Exactly how much he's going to charge, he knows how much he charges for his work. Whether it's a cabinet of 2 feet or 3 feet, the work is the same. But the lumber is not the same. He should now calculate the cost of lumber when accepting the job. He can give him his cost of labor, but he can't go ahead do the things which require medida, measuring and so on. Let's use that example of a closet. You hired a carpenter to make you a closet. Hoysem alachto b'yarachere b'kablonus. Kablonus meaning you're not paying him by the hour, you're going to pay him for the job. For the closet, you're going to give him $100. Right. The double tolos, something not talking about agriculture, doing something movable, a closet. The beso lo yasu, he cannot make the closet in the house of the ogel, have him banging away during our avelos. But the bayis acherim, if he wants to make the cabinet in his house or someone else's house, and deliver the ready-made cabinet, yasu, that's okay. Ubovad shekiblu hamalocha. Before we said, I can accept a job to do after Avelus. I can't accept a job to do during Avelus. Therefore, the assumption is that the job was accepted. Kodim Shanasa Ovel. Okay, you test. Here you have, again, a practical thing. You're in real estate, and you're building an apartment house. It's going to take you 2 years to make the apartment house. And if one of the sons, there's an avelos comes in. What happens now? This is now not double tolish, right? Double tolish, we said, if you can do it in someone else's house, okay. You're building an apartment house, you can't do it in someone else's house. Therefore, what's the racha? Hoyelo binyan b'yad acherim b'kablonus. He hired a contractor, right? And it's a fixed price. The contractor is going to charge so much or so much. As we do in Eretz Yisrael, you're going to build a house, they give you a fixed price. In America, it's always overruns. Also, you write a contract, you stick to your contract, and don't make any changes, they got to deliver at that price. That's called kablonus. Bechol ubechol ha-moed, right? Even though it's not in the Jewish community, it's outside the Tchum, so no one's going to go there. The Melo Kabron and Mogdi Kehovim, Mutor, Livnos, Beshabbos, Vyomtiv, שיכול להיות במי עובר. אם הוא חוץ לתחום, הוא יהיה בניר אחר שבו ישרור בסור תחום של אוסו בייס. Now you have a... This Yutes Halacha is a very revealing Halacha in the whole Hashkofa that we're talking about. It's not Isam Halacha of Chol HaMoed. It's not Isam Halacha of Yom Tov. Moed gives you a way to measure what's called Malacha. But the basis there is not the Yid of Halacha on doing Avelis. The basis is that people will see you doing the Malacha. And therefore it's a Chsoran in Kvod HaOdom. That's why I gave you for my shveres, that's how I gave you that really psychological treatment of Avedis. That was called also the meso. You shouldn't have anything that takes you away from the thought of the loss that you suffered. And therefore, the fact that it's chutz l'tchum, right? Yeah, that doesn't take care of the Torah b'meiso. There we have, well, it's committed. He has kablonus. He's stuck with contractual arrangement. What then? People don't know the business of relationship, and they'll say it's a chesaron in kvod ha'odam. You're not showing proper respect. If it's chutz l'tchum, right, where people don't see what's going on, that's okay then. It's not in itself intrinsic a violation of anything. So it's not a violation of osuk, of Torah b'meiso, because it's a contractual relationship that he made before. And it isn't a chesaron in kvod ha'odam, because it's not within the Jewish community where people can see and question why is he doing it. Chofetz Machokas don't fully understand the Sforos, the Kan or Kan, but you can figure out for yourself. Im Kiblu Acherim Lacho Shel Zroa Sadeil. He hired people to come and plow and seed the field, like we do nowadays. I didn't have such a personal shaila there, but I know it's a omnipresent Shaila. During the planting season, people don't plant themselves. People don't harvest themselves anymore. But you call in a combine. There's a company, comes in with very fancy equipment, and they will harvest the field and plant it right away, or harvest the fields, right, and package the goods, etc. So in Kiblu Acher Malachosh was also there. He hired a combine company to plow the field and seed it. Yeshomim Shemutoran Lachosh was all of a Meyevlo, shall balance over it. The Yishmisa also, others say that. Over something, I wanted to call your attention to it. If you go back to where is it? Go back to Yitches. Hoysom Rachta Vyarachir Mikablodis. He hired someone to do it for a set fee. Look at the Shachan, Chof. Hoysa Malachto, Kosar Ben Yeruchim, Meshema Meforshim, Shemikan Yeshlumod, Shimhoye la ovel malameid o sofel o poel shoyasim aveso. He has a rebbe that he hired for his kids. So that man is doing his work. That rebbe is doing his work. He said he shouldn't do it in his house. That applies even to a malamed. You shouldn't do it in the house. You can learn with the kids. You take them out of the house, learn elsewhere. Beveso lo yase beveso cherem yasu. It applies even to a malamed. Okay, let me just have a chance to get in. This is. We'll soon be up to your shayla about housekeeping as chav beis. Let's even get chav aleph. That's what I introduced the topic with my case of the silver store in Eretz Yisrael. Shnei shutrim chenvonim she'ira obel echa mehem. Partners, they run a pizza shop. Nolim chanusam shelo yase hashutu befaresia. So if it means keeping open the pizza shop, now the shutif is not in avelus. Why can't he keep open the pizza shop? Keep open the pizza shop half a day, for his half of the day. No good. When you made a partnership, you accepted certain mutual obligations, part of which is that if one of the sons of one of the shutfim become a novel, that the store will follow the halachic requirements. Shnei shutfim shechachen bonim shiru ever lechav erman noolim chanusam shelo yasa shutfim befaresir. Avol, something there he can do in his own house. Avol yochol lasos so beso afila basic ashutfis. He can go ahead and do the books, do the ordering, whatever he can do in his own house, he can do, even though it's doing it as part of the joint partnership business. Vim ha'ovel odom choshuv v'ashutfis nikra al shmo. Shafilu miyaso b'tzina v'zor beso yedua sheish l'ovel chelik bo. Also l'sheini l'asafilu v'zor beso. I can't give you a good example of that. Meaning, he's not going to do it in the store. But what? An accountant, he's doing accountant work. He's doing ordering, etc. And people know this is Chaim Moshe's store. He's the prominent, he's the Odom Choshev, he's the prominent name. Therefore, no matter what Yankel does, even though it's Yankel doing the work, but they know this is Chaim Moshe's store, right? Therefore, it's also them to do the work. That's because, again, that's the problem with quota Odom. Can't say Osuk, no, but the fact that the business is going on as usual, you know, the show must go on, that's a violation of Kvod Odom. It violates the Chazal's idea of how you should conduct yourself during Avelus. In the case of the silver store, Shaila that we started with, this factor is there too. The store has a name. Right? Yeah. Whose name is prominent in the store? Who's identified with the store? That will be a factor in deciding whether the shutuf can go on with the work or not. We'll get to that again. Okay, we have you catch one more. Chavez. What about normal housekeeping? What if one of the seller fellows in Ovo, he doesn't have a wife, he doesn't have children living with him. He's going to depend on people taking care of everything. Make the beds, wash the sink. It's all also for him. Kibud habayis, sweeping. Hadochas kosos vatsos habitos. Ein behem mishum lochol obel. V'chein muta l'isha lafos l'vasha b'mei evlo. V'chein isha mashareses bebayis. Bebayis bar habayis. V'ira ove muteras la'afos v'lebashe la'tsoche shoche habayis. Bein shi mashareses v'chinam ben yukhar. A maid, and she's an avelus. Can she continue to do the housekeeping work for somebody else, and she's getting paid for that? Yes, housekeeping was exempt from this thing. Very rational. Chazal are making yisurim malocha. They're not going to make yisurim malocha that a novel can't rinse out a cup. That's not how we conduct ourselves today. The Chman son, when I was a noble for my wife's, there, people sent in, I mean, to this day, 2 years have passed already, to this day we have paper goods that people sent in. Since we had 8 children, and my brothers and sisters, and my children children were involved in as Avelim, each one a different community. Every community sent in to show their courtesy. I'm not exaggerating. In my basement to this day, if Yes Hashem, you have to make a bris, I have enough paper goods to cover. Of course, in the minds of American people, the oval can't do a thing. He can't wash out a glass, so you have to try to 5,000 coffee cups. Don't know how many coffee cups you need. And so on. Yeah. That's not the law. No one's much more than that. Very good. Yeah, I said something more. I like it.
I tapped the wrong button.
So, going back to my earlier question, why would we have assumed that rinsing out a glass is usher? You're allowed to rinse out a glass on Shabbos too. Allowed to rinse out a glass on Yom Kippur. You're allowed to rinse out a glass Chol Hamoed.
But it doesn't go with Malacha. Many things you can do here on Shabbos. I have a field, and someone's working on my field. That's different Hilchos Melacha here. It's not only Melacha here. It's a concept. I told you there are two interacting hashkofas here. One is you should be osur be'evlo, and the other one is the kvod hames. You put the two together. That's how you're getting all our halachas coming. Which we'll pick up again next week.
Okay, people are not getting the hang of it. What we're talking about.